When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Good food. Great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Remember when you were younger and you could almost sleep standing up? Not so as you get older. Age brings with it change in sleep patterns, making it harder to get to sleep and then harder to stay asleep. Sleep is important for the brain, the heart, and lungs, plus protecting against disease and mood swings. It also affects your ability to function during the day. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. So if you would like a good night's sleep in your future, to learn a new skill, create lasting memories, or respond quickly to challenges, or even solve problems, I have a few suggestions to consider. Make your bedroom comfortable for sleep and keep the temperature not too cold or hot. Try to get daily exercise and keep active. Avoid napping in the late afternoon or evening. Avoid having caffeine late in the evening. Remove computers and cell phones and electronics from the bedroom. Restful sleep is a priority. Try reading an interesting book, listening to calming music, or take a warm bath. Keep listening for more healthy habits with Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Former executive director of Gallup Pride and Diversity Center sentenced for embezzlement. County clerk recorder certifies results for June 2026 primary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. It's simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County District Attorney's Office announced that former Gallup Pride and Diversity Center Executive Director Dustin Collierworth has been sentenced for two counts of felony grand theft by embezzlement. Collierworth began serving as the executive director in July 2022. According to the DA's office, took advantage of his position to embezzle tens of thousands of dollars from the nonprofit. Collierworth has agreed to pay $59,309 in restitution for his crimes. In exchange for his pleas and admissions, the DA's office also agreed to recommend that he be placed on 2 years formal felony probation and serve 90 days in county jail. He'll begin serving his jail sentence on September 30th. If he violates probation, he faces a maximum sentence of 3 years, 8 months in county jail. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to join them for the next session of Coffee with the City, this morning from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. Each session of Coffee with the City highlights a particular topic with a presentation by city staff and an opportunity for question and answer discussions. No pre-registration is required. This month's session will focus on roads, transportation, and infrastructure planning. Public Works will discuss upcoming projects, how street paving and maintenance is prioritized, and how transportation projects are planned and funded. SLO County Clerk Recorder certifies June 2026 primary election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano has certified the results of the June 2nd, 2026 primary for the county. 55% of voters turned out this primary, above the 49% from 4 years ago. The turnout rate for the city of Paso Robles was 50%, 52% for Atascadero, and 54% for Templeton. The bulk of the tabulation was done before the June 15th deadline with over 90,000 ballots. Over the last 10 days, election staff conducted the required 1% manual tally, a hand count that serves to confirm the accuracy of the machine tabulators. With the results certified, James D'Antona will succeed Supervisor Bruce Gibson for District 2. Jimmy Paulding will remain the District 4 Supervisor. In the congressional races, Democrat Jimmy Panetta will face Peter Coe Verbica in November. Panetta received 43% of the votes in SLO County and Verbica 32%. Incumbent Salud Carbajal will face Bob Smith in November for District 24. The Paso Robles Police Department has released further information of their investigation into a bank robbery on Spring Street. The PRPD says on Wednesday, June 24th, at about 2:49 p.m., they responded to a bank robbery report for the Wells Fargo Bank. The preliminary investigation determined an unknown adult male entered the bank, verbally declaring he was armed with a firearm while demanding money from a bank employee. After obtaining an undisclosed amount of money, the suspect fled on foot, traveling northbound on Spring Street. With bank surveillance video, police have identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriega Cisneros, who is wanted for questioning. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. Tickets are now on sale for the 805 Country Rodeo Finals and the Tractor Pull at the Mid-State Fair. The 805 Beer Country Rodeo Finals will take place Saturday, July 25th, and the Tractor Pull will be Sunday, July 26th. Both events start at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at MidStateFair.com. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will continue tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Rockin' Bees Band, playing rock and country music. Concerts are free to attend. Before the concert, don't forget to check out the food truck weekends at the Atascadero Lake Park. This weekend features Mary's Cuisine. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Giants 9-6, the Red Sox over the Yankees 6-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Padres, the Athletics will face the Angels, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In California news, two men released from state prison last year have filed a lawsuit against Alameda County, claiming prosecutors sought to rig juries to bolster the DA's tough-on-crime image. Ernest Dykes and Curtis Lee Irvin are being represented by Brian Pomerantz, who said the prosecutors violated the right to a fair trial for both men. Irvin was sentenced to death in 1991 after a jury found him guilty of murder for hire of Caroline McDonald. Dykes was convicted for shooting and killing a 9-year-old Oakland boy while attempting to rob his grandmother. The deadline has passed for backers of the proposed billionaire's tax to withdraw. As a result, the measure will appear on the November ballot. Negotiations had ensued between the unions behind the effort and the state's governor. The ballot has been pushed by the Services Employees International Union United Health Workers West, arguing it would fund the state's health care, education, and food assistance programs. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Senate Agriculture Committee has released a farm bill draft outlining updates to farm programs, conservation, credit, and rural development ahead of a markup later this summer. The proposal builds on last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which raised commodity reference prices and made major nutrition policy changes that now make up about 85% of total farm bill spending. Committee staff say the new draft is budget neutral and includes more than 100 bipartisan bills. Ranking Member Senate John Bozeman of Arkansas says the discussion draft reflects priorities from both parties and rural communities.
It modernizes USDA loan limits so producers can access the capital that they need. The world is totally different now than it was in 2018, certainly than it was in 2012. It continues investing in rural broadband and water infrastructure. It strengthens rural communities and supports the next generations of farmers and ranchers. It's built for America. Built for rural America.
In addition, the draft contains language for new certification pathways allowing ag retailers and crop consultants to provide conservation technical assistance. Cotton growers would be allowed to use both Stax insurance coverage and enroll in the ARC program, and the bill clarifies that whole milk is permitted in school breakfast programs. Committee markup is expected later this summer as lawmakers work towards a bipartisan path to 60 votes.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Farmers in the Central Valley are ramping up irrigation for the season as temperatures rise going into summer and many crops enter a key stage of development ahead of harvest. For almonds, we're getting through our irrigation portion of the season. San Joaquin County walnut, almond, and olive farmer Josh Barton told Ag Alert this month in a field report. With walnuts, we're ramping up our irrigation right now. We've kind of prolonged our first irrigation of the season till middle and the end of May. It's been our standard for about the last 10 years. We've been doing some light shots of water, waiting for some of our district water deliveries to get made as allocations have been set. We're doing all our irrigation maintenance and pressure bombing, making sure that our trees are ready to take the water that we're utilizing at property. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Bog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday. Mid-80s on Monday. Mid-70s Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open, the NASDAQ down 1%. Chip makers opened lower. Apple shares turned narrowly higher today. The tech sell-off followed Apple raising prices for some devices because artificial intelligence demand pushed up the cost of memory chips. Apple revived concerns about whether the AI boom can keep running at this level. And now the New York Times is reporting OpenAI creator of ChatGPT could postpone its stock launch until next year. Women's clothing company Reformation is planning to go public. It's owned by investment firm Permira. It makes sustainable clothes, including bridal fashion. Reformation plans to launch on the New York Stock Exchange. And dating app Bumble has been dealing with a decline in users. Now it's looking into selling the business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we're ready to go, Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 1968. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL as we're ready to go. Here on your Friday edition, on the right choice, Bo Cephas for you here.
I like Charlie Daniels, and I love Big John. With Marshall Tucker's band was as good as smoking. But anybody that don't like
the Morning Exchange, KPRL,
you kiss our.
All right, cleaning it up just a little bit here on the family show. Before I forget, I think this is a month in a row that I've been able to remember to announce the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place. and it would be Mr. Jim Lemon. Mr. Lemon, you got 30 days, but always call ahead to make sure that the office is open, because we just never know. Speaking of that, something came up, so Jimmy won't be able to come in tomorrow. Diane will be here on the Country Store, and Kim Commando will start an hour early on your Saturday. And the spotlight, oh man, the big spotlight, Gary Brill in the jukebox. Oh boy. Started out as the Four Lovers. You know them as the Four Seasons. Lots of good stuff there. All right, folks, again, whatever may be on your minds, let's see here. Paso Robles is seeking anywhere from $12 to $14 million grant to resolve longstanding homeless encampments. The city council voted to authorize the application for this state funding, which aims to transition unhoused individuals into interim shelter and permanent housing by 2029. I don't know how these places work. I guess they're all different, but does that mean that they stay there for a certain amount of time, or is it for life or anything? If anybody knows, as the caller from last hour, Linda, mentioned that John Rauch said, well, based on the numbers of the people that may be in there, put in there or allowed, it would come out to about $1 million per family. Okay. This application is backed by a coalition of organizations, including the Housing Authority, HASLO, ECHO, Caltrans, San Luis Obispo County, and it says here the CHP. Wonder how many of the people associated with any of these groups or organizations would be living in the area where this would be, because, again, according to what we were told, this would be right across from Flampson, that building that's been under construction for years and years where the Lions, I think it was the Lions, used to be, right next to where the old Foster Freeze, where that other restaurant is now. That would be it right there. As a matter of fact, it was kind of interesting. When I was driving by one of the times yesterday, I noticed a couple of people taking pictures of the place. Now, I don't know if they're from any of the fish wraps or maybe they were from some housing state or whatever, but they were snapping away. All right, let's see here. What do we have? By the way, this, the billionaire tax, you heard it on the news. You heard it on the news on regarding that. And what is interesting regarding this is that the nonpartisan California Legislative and Analyst Office estimates the measure would generate tens of billions of dollars during its first few years. However, it would... The income tax, the projects the California's personal income tax collection would later decline by hundreds of millions of dollars annually. So, typical government. Hey, we're going to get a bunch of money right away, but long term, we're going to get our butts kicked. But that's okay. But that's okay, because the people in office now, they can say, in their short-term so-called serving, hey, look at all the money we got. But they're gone, and the new group comes in, and hundreds of million dollars is bye-bye, just like our gas tax because of the government pushing everybody into these cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also... The amount of money that these people pay regularly is quite a bit to the state. So, again, we have a government and people who just want to penalize those who pay a higher proportion of our taxes anyway. And you want to penalize them and then push them out. Okay? California already relies heavily on its highest earners, with the state's top 1% of taxpayers accounting for nearly half of all personal income tax revenue. Think about that number. I'm sure a lot of these nitwits in these unions and so forth that are pushing for this, they don't know or they just don't care. Just think about that. The state's top 1% of taxpayers account for nearly half of all personal income tax revenue. It's a pretty amazing number, and it's not pointed out enough. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this initiative includes several provisions designed to address concerns over how billionaires would pay the tax. Now, eligible taxpayers could elect to pay the liability over 5 annual installments, with certain individuals with, largely the liquid assets could qualify for a deferred mechanism, and that would be under the proposal. The measure also contains anti-avoidance provisions intended to prevent taxpayers from shifting assets or restructuring ownership to reduce their tax liability. So the government is going to be restricting or trying to restrict how people, what they do with their money. Think about that. So it goes back to a question I asked last hour. What does the Constitution say about, a few things, including medical, food, or handouts, or general welfare? The Constitution doesn't say anything about medical care or food handouts. Or I should say, let me word it, does not explicitly mention medical care, food, handouts, or welfare. The framers designed the Constitution to protect basic civil and political liberties from government overreach, rather than to establish affirmative rights to government-provided services. Now, while the federal government runs many major assistance programs like food and Medicare for health care, they are created by congressional legislation, not direct constitutional mandates, which, as far as I'm concerned, we've allowed this to go way too far because we know a significant amount of government programs exist. What was there? I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago, 2,200. Think about that number. 2,200. And those programs run on our money, your money. And as we well know here, particularly in California, and we can say the county and our cities, it's not enough. One of the things that I think needs to be asked to the people in Paso Robles is the next time you go to a council meeting, or if you want to just email your council people, ask them how much total money they spent on this quiet title action lawsuit against Citizens. Ask that question, demand the answer and the amount, and then maybe just to sting them a little bit, and what did you accomplish? Ask them how much money was wasted on the parking program. We had it for a couple of years. It cost money to do so. And I'm not even talking about so-called refunds, which I don't know how much money was refunded. So ask the council, how much money did the city waste on something that you shouldn't have been doing to begin with? Not only because the citizens didn't want it, but it was illegal what you did. So you stole. And then ask them how the airport is doing. I have no idea. Ask them if there's a difference in revenue. This is your money. And they need more bonds for you to fix the roads. Because they don't have the money. Think of how much money has been wasted. Your money. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. This is a poll that I came across, and here's just something to think about. 84% of Americans think political violence is a problem. 33% of Americans are very worried about future attacks by ICE. Well, if you're not illegal, you don't have to worry about it. 68% of Americans are nervous or afraid to engage in at least one of several acts of routine political expression. Gosh, we're turning into cowards. This one I don't believe. It says 68% of Americans support banning guns, at the polls, including 62% of all gun owners. I don't know who do that. All right, so anyway, more and more Americans are becoming disgruntled with the voting. Chris, I think you said from What's-Her-Face, Wonder Woman, that there was just a 50% turnout in the county?
52%.
52. Is there any comparison to the presidential or previous primary?
For the previous primary, it was 49%.
Okay, so roughly the same. Okay, and historically, I understand,
Oh, I got it wrong, sorry. It was 55% for this primary. 3%, okay. But still.
But 49 for the last time. Okay. All right, well, it's a little better, but historically, the presidential elections have always, had better turnouts, but I don't think people realize that the primaries all elections are important. All elections are important. Again, if you look in this county with the supervisor and the clerk's office, because you had the opportunity for everybody in the county to vote for a choice of three people that were running for the county clerk recorder. And so we have not really a good turnout. So you get what you deserve, I guess. Let's see here. On this, assassination culture. I don't know what this is. Assassination culture spreads about after study shows 56% of left wants Trump assassinated. I don't know where this is from. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. I wonder if the same poll was taken when we had a Democrat in office, Biden or Obama. So that's just, unfortunately, it's become part of the solutions now is to not engage with people about our differences. It's to intimidate them, do harm to them, something along those lines. We've really gotten far away from any kind of diplomacy, which is a shame, which is an absolute shame. All right, let's see here. I thought I just saw something come in. Nope, I didn't see it come in. So anyway, you've got a couple of those things. The ballots, the measure, the billionaire. And again, there's a lot more to that than people think. And if they would think and dive deeper into it, as we've said before, because I think one of the classic examples, and I don't know if it would make sense to bring it up when we get into these ballot measures or bonds, whatever the hell you want to call them, is to always remember Prop 47. It was extremely misleading, like a lot of them are. But this one really misled the people, and people were shocked because I can remember phone calls coming in after, I didn't realize that was in there. And then, I think it was, Prop 36 that we were able to change it. I'm not sure. I can't keep track of all the numbers on these bills. But, again, dive deeper into this billionaire tax and all of the measures that you're going to see on the ballot coming up in November. Because it's the old saying is true, particularly in California, that the devil is in the detail, which I thought that there was a law several years ago that was supposedly to kind of limit that nonsense that would take place on the specific wording of these bills. I know that with the issue here with the water, it gets confusing when you have the situation and it's deliberate to say, a no means yes or a yes means no. People do get confused on it simply because they do. And again, that's not because they're trying to, I would say, manipulate. confuse and manipulate. What's the difference? So anyway, just a couple little things to be a heads up on. So anyway, let's see here. We've got lots to do, and including birthdays and anniversaries for the 3 days and more stuff on the way as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Paso Robles Police Department has released further information of their investigation into a bank robbery on Spring Street. The PRPD says an adult male entered the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street, declared he was armed, and demanded money from an employee. He left an undisclosed amount of cash, fleeing on foot northbound on Spring Street. He has been identified as Ernesto Noriega Cisneros. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to join them for the next session of Coffee the City, which is currently ongoing until 8:30 p.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery. This month's topic will be transportation, roads, and infrastructure with a presentation from Public Works. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump returns to the scene of the crime at the D.C. Hilton for the first time since the attempt on his life there. It's time for the Faith and Freedom Conference. And he has faith the U.S. peace deal is moving forward despite Iran's forces damaging a Singapore ship with a drone attack in the Strait of Hormuz. It claims three more ships turned around, but oil and gas prices keep dropping. Casualties mounting in search and rescue from Venezuela earthquakes. Nearly 600 dead, 3,000 injured. An exciting World Cup for the U.S. men versus Turkey on Fox Sports.
The back post. Knocked out. It's in. It's another early goal. It's Austin Trusty's first career goal for the United States.
Turkey went on to win 3-2, but the U.S. secured its group to meet Bosnia July 1st in the knockout round. America is listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1860.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today. Highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll do low 80s again on your Saturday. And what the heck, just for the effect, let's do it on Sunday. Mid-80s on Monday. Tuesday, mid-70s. Low 70s Wednesday. Back to mid-70s Thursday. A week from today, low 80s. And just for the heck of it, because it's a very important day, next July 4th, mid-80s. Oh, looking good. Looking good. All right. Let's see. Up and down. Where is the up and down? I don't want to close this just yet. I got to move this. All right. 5:50 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 55. And your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by the good folks, Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. The attentious free public event in Atascadero. It's the free community watch party featuring the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at the at Temple Square as they return to the Hollywood Bowl for their historic 100th anniversary concert celebration. And this will take place tonight at 6 o'clock at the address here on Ramona Road in Atascadero. Hot dogs and community activities. Concert broadcast begins at 7. It's a free, family-friendly community event open to all. That is, let's see here, on 2600 Ramona Road in Atascadero. All right? And again, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, that's they're phenomenal. They're just phenomenal if you've ever heard them or watched them. Also, folks, get into a little bit of shape. It's the Fall Adult Kickball registration is now open in Atascadero. Let's see here. I don't know what that means. Anyway, games are scheduled to begin on August 26th and run through October 14th, allowing 8 evenings of the games. Each game will last 7 innings or 1 hour, whichever comes first. Team manager meeting will be held the week of August 19th at the Paloma Creek Softball. Registration to sign up for a fall adult kickball in Atascadero is August 7th. So get ready and get in shape. Don't want those hamstrings popping up all over the place. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Enjoy the lunch every day. And, of course, weekend, well, they got the brunch for you. Dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along at 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. They got what you need, and you need help, they've got that for you, too. They kind of got you. All right, let's see here. We have Michelle Prayer Gusta, Shane Flores, Kenneth Love, Mike Talon, Jeff Carey, Jim Moffitt having a birthday, Joey Rodriguez, Stephanie Johnson, Dave and Sadie Aguada, Walter and Mona Cobbler, Mark and Christina Menicki, Dale and Kathy Gomer are having an anniversary again, my goodness. And let's not forget, a late addition here, Brock Pena. On Saturday's local celebs, Timothy Lloyd, Austin Lloyd, Ron Lowe, Logan Haig, Elisa Harris, Shirley Massia, Andrea Thomason, Todd and Vicki Holstead anniversary. Sunday's local celebs, Ralph Holman, Jaden Ralston, Stacy Ferris, Aaron Rossair, Dewey Blank, Debbie Saunders having a birthday. We have Sherry Parrish, Margaret Holstein, Paul Schmitz, Jeff Harris, Frank and Joanna Herrera. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Oh, here we go. Bill and Marion Richards, and there you be. Oh, it says Howie and Bev Steinbeck. All right, local celebrities. On my right-hand side, you have some other celebrities. He did not invent baseball. Abner Doubleday, 1893. Ooh, playwright, screen guy, Gone with the Wind, Sidney Howard. 1891, died the same year the movie came out, 1939. He should not be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Hack Wilson, 1900, 1948. Peter Lorre, man, he was good. Loved him in the Maltese Falcon. Well, in Casablanca, too. 1984, 1964, the crook, Tom Parker, the carnival barker and business manager of Elvis and others. 1909, 1997, one of the great athletes of our time. Well, not of our time, of her time. Babe Dietrichson Zaharias, 1911, 1956. Onward we go. Eleanor Parker, the actress, 1922-2013. Basketball Hall of Famer. This guy, when he used to take a jump shot, he had just a little hop. It wasn't a complete jump shot like Dave Bing, but he took a little hop when he shot it. He's pretty good. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame. Hal Greer, 1936-2018. Billy Davis Jr. from the Fifth Dimension, 1938. Pretty good baseball player. He would have been a great DH. Bill Robinson, 1943-2007. Bonnie and Clyde, the singer, Georgie Fame, 1943. And who else do we have on the list? From the Clash, Mick Jones, guitar player, 1955. Chris Isaak, 1956. Also on the list, we have Greg LeMond, first American to win the Tour de France, 1961. From Berlin, Terry Nunn, 1961. Shannon Sharp, football tight end. I think he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? He was born in 1968. Onward we go. Chris O'Donnell, the actor, 1970. And who else do we have here? The singer Gretchen Wilson, country singer, 1973. Good catcher, Jason Kendall. His dad caught in the bigs, too. 1974, baseball shortstop Hall of Fame. Number two, Derek Jeter. Derek, 74, and Chad Pennington, he was a pretty good quarterback. If you look up his numbers, pretty darn good. He's out of Marshall, 1976. Luis Gonzalez, good baseball player, 1979. Famed dog trainer and football player, Michael Vick, 1980. And that is it. All right, passing away on this day, Bill Moyer is 2025. Liz Claiborne, the fashion designer, 2007. Also passing today, Campy. Yes, indeed. Three-time most valuable player, played with the Bums. Roy Campanella, he died in 1993. And, that's it. Oh, that was quick. Okay. Well, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when the baseball draft came out in 1992, the Houston Astros had the first pick, and their pitcher, Hal Newhouser, he was a two-time MVP, pitched primarily with the Tigers. He evaluated Jeter and urged management to sign him, take him on the first pick. Instead, they chose Cal State Fullerton's Phil Nevin. Newhouser felt so strongly and was ticked off that he quit his job. Well, the Yankees got him. And as they say, the rest is history. Quite the career, obviously. Yankee all-time career leader in hits, doubles, games played, stolen bases, times on base, plate appearances, at-bats, and also he did a couple of other things, and that would include winning five world championships with the New York Yankees. So number two goes to the top of the list, Derek Jeter.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Tickets are now on sale for the 805 Country Rodeo Finals and the Tractor Pull at the Mid-State Fair. The 805 Beer Country Rodeo Finals will be Saturday, July 25th, and the Tractor Pull will be July 26th. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will continue tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Rockin' Bees Band playing rock and country music. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
14-time All-Star, World Series MVP, Rookie of the Year. He should have won the MVP of the league over Justin Monroe. Also, five-time Gold Glove Award winner, Silver Slugger Award five times. He had .310 lifetime, over 3,400 hits, over 260 home runs, and 1,300 RBIs. 99.7 first ballot votes for the Hall of Fame. Only his teammate, Mariano, got more. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.